We all have a G-spot, just like we all have a nose. But everybody's nose is kind of different. But the nose is in the same place on the face. The G-spot is in the same place in every single woman on the planet.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. I'm Dr. Emily, and I'm here to help you prioritize your pleasure and liberate the conversation around sex. Good news! Every vulva owner can learn how to squirt, but it does take practice. And on today's Best of Show, I've got sex educator, author, and female ejaculation expert Deborah Sundahl here to walk us through it. First, Deborah clarifies the connection between squirting and the G-spot. And just in case you have any doubts about the G-spot's existence, Deborah tells you how to find yours in the mirror. Next, we clarify what female ejaculate is. Hint, not pee. And how this fluid builds up in your body. We also talk about the difference between squirting and orgasm. And finally, we take your top questions on how to squirt with a partner. Yes, there are step-by-step tips. Because, as I always say, the wetter, the better. Listen, we have stuff ramping up here. I got my book coming out, a lot of new listeners, and I thought no better way to celebrate that than to give you one of my top downloaded episodes of all time. Intentions with Emily for each episode. I want to start off by setting an intention for the show, and I encourage you to do the same. My intention? It's to demystify squirting so you understand the physiology behind it. By the end of this episode, I think you'll feel excited to practice a new skill or refine it if you're already a squirting regular. Please rate and review Sex with Emily wherever you listen to the show. My new articles, Your Guide to Mutual Masturbation and How to Train Your Vagina, are up on sexwithemily.com. Check out my YouTube channel, social media, and TikTok. They're all at Sex with Emily for more sex tips and advice. If you want to ask me your questions, leave me your questions or message me at sexwithemily.com/askemily or call my hotline 559-TALK-SEX or 559-825-5739. All right, before we get into the show, I am going on a book tour. I really hope to see you there. I've never done anything like this. I actually haven't done many live shows or performances where I get to meet all of you. So the first round of events are coming up. New York on June 13th. Come join me at the Strand Bookstore. I would love to meet you virtually on June 15th via Crowdcast. So basically, I can talk to you anywhere in the world. And we're going to have a little intimate chat, do some Q&As, talk about the book. I'll be in person in the San Francisco Bay Area on June 17th. If you are in a town that you'd love me to come visit and do a tour there, let me know because I am available, especially if you're in Europe too. I'm going to come to Europe this summer. Maybe I'll see you there. Let me know. Feedback@sexwithemily.com. You guys, come buy tickets. You just have to buy the copy of the book and then show up. I just want to see you. All of you have been supporting this show for almost 20 years. I want to meet you in person. So let's do this. We also have an article live on our website with all this information. So check it out. And you can also find it in the show notes. Lastly, whenever you all ask me about squirting, one of the top questions I get asked is, what do I do with the mess? First of all, embrace it. Sex is messy. Well, good, healthy sex, that is. But I get it. You don't want to change the sheets every morning after sex. I've got just a thing for you. Check this. It is the PlayDrop Sex Mat. How cool is that? It's just for this kind of stuff. It's a 100% waterproof sex mat that you can put on top of your sheets, couches, whatever else you're playing on, so you don't have to worry about all the mess. It's breathable, soft on the skin, yet, get this, it can absorb more than 1 liter or 6 cups of liquid. Don't worry, it is machine washable. You just throw it in the washer and dryer with the rest of your towels. Your sheets are still stay dry. It's awesome. Of course, it's great when dealing with squirting and all kinds of ejaculate, but also great for having sex while on your period or really anytime. I throw down the PlayDrop sex mat every time I'm having sex. Let's face it, sex gets sweaty, okay? Get your PlayDrop sex mat today at playdropmats.com and use code EMILY10 for 10% off, plus for a limited time, a free bonus play rag that's worth $25. That's playdropmats.com or just click the link in our show notes and use code EMILY10 at checkout and save 10% off and get a bonus play rag. All right, everyone, enjoy this episode. Deborah Sundahl is the foremost expert and pioneer when it comes to female ejaculation and the G-spot. She's the author of the seminal book, Female Ejaculation and the G-spot. Her 35 years of groundbreaking contributions to this field include a line of videos titled the Female Ejaculation Sex Education Series, which Deborah produces and hosts. She lectures and gives workshops in North America and Europe and has taught thousands of men and women in all genders how to integrate the G-spot and female ejaculation into their erotic lives. She continues to be a spokesperson for female sexuality and an advocate for sex education. You can find Deborah Sundahl at DeborahSundahl.com. That's DeborahSundahl.com. Welcome, Deborah, to the show.
Thank you.
Tell me first, Deborah, how you got into this work.
Feminism. I'm a women's studies person. And I left there with my partner. We moved to San Francisco because we wanted to create things around sexuality, and there was nothing.
Nothing. Yeah, there wasn't even any information on the clitoris then, right?
No, there wasn't.
Oh, God. What brought you towards the G-spot and female ejaculation?
Well, in 1984, we did a magazine called On Our Backs, which was the first magazine by women for women about sexuality. So that was our answer to Playboy. And so every topic imaginable on women's sexuality, we covered. Body image, S&M, fantasies, how to communicate. We covered it all. We had photographers, writers, nonfiction. We even had to create our own ads.
Oh my God.
And distribution was very minuscule because a lot of we fell through the cracks. We weren't porn, but we were erotic and nobody wanted that.
I still fall through the cracks because now they want porn. But what I'm thinking is so I've been doing this for over 15 years. And I realize that in the last probably 10 is when really the questions about female ejaculation or squirting have become more prominent, have become more popular. And it's I attribute it to the fact that you can now get porn on your smartphone and it's everyone's pocket. Have you seen a change the last 10 years?
Porn has put those topics, all kinds of sexual topics, into the mainstream. So I would attribute it to porn.
What are the biggest misconceptions around female ejaculation?
All women can ejaculate because the G-spot is the female prostate. And female ejaculation is prostatic fluid. And all women have a prostate, just like all men do. It's fully functional, just like the male prostate. As a feminist, we're very used to hearing, you know, about diminished women's experiences. Well, this is a classic case.
Let's first start with the G-spot, because in reading about your in-person workshops, you actually sit with women in a room and you introduce them to their G-spot and you teach them how to ejaculate. And I think that even the fact that you've been doing this for 30 years, I have to tell you some news that women, unless they've taken your workshop or they've done their own research, they still don't know how to find their G-spot. They still don't know. I mean, I'd love to say that it's changed. I don't know what the numbers were then, but I still think it's really, really confusing. I even call it the G area because I think when you say spot, people are like, oh, it's this one spot. So how would you describe how to find the G-spot?
G-spot is an unfortunate name.
It is an unfortunate name.
It was named after the famous book, The G-spot by Whipple and Perry, sexologists and scientists. G-spot is named after Graffenberg, the urologist from the 30s who knew about female ejaculation, who knew about the female prostate, but his work was ostracized. And so an academic tradition, Whipple and Perry built on his work and therefore named him on that cover of that book.
Okay.
Fortunately, G also stands for goddess spot.
Oh, goddess spot is so much better.
Yeah.
I like totally. Goddess spot.
Yeah, that is it.
So, well, let's talk about the clitoral orgasm versus the G-spot orgasm. How would you describe them?
Well, first of all, G-spot is the female prostate. The female prostate surrounds the urethral canal. It starts at the outside opening of the body. And its 32 ducts and glands are sprinkled along the urethral canal about 2 inches. So therefore, because the urethral canal and the vaginal canal share the same wall, that means you can easily access the prostate through the roof of the vagina. You can easily feel it. It literally hangs down through the roof of the vagina.
Mm-hmm.
It's a prostate. It's not the clitoris. The clitoris is primarily erectile tissue. We have the little nub on the outside of the body full of nerves. But as feminist healthcare nurses, Rebecca Chalker and Susan Gage in 1982 redefined the clitoris. They said, hey, it's not just a little nub on the outside of the body that feels so good. It's actually erectile tissue that extends 4 to 5 inches inside the body. They thought these women were nuts for 15 years. Well, now they've seen this structure in the cadaver.
Right. Yes. The stuff.
There's little puppets you can buy. Women have made the
clitoris. I have the vulva puppet.
Yeah, so you have the vulva puppet, and this is clitty.
I like the clitty puppet. I don't have a clitoris puppet.
Yeah. But yeah, here's her little, you know, and here's her wings and her bulb. She has these parts, a part that surrounds the urethra and a part that surrounds the vagina.
Yeah.
So the G-spot is actually the female prostate plus its erectile tissue.
Yeah. Isn't it kind of like internal clitoral nerves then? Or would you just say even before that? It's a prostate, but I always tell people it's all connected, I guess is what I'm saying.
It's all connected. You see, the clitoris has a different nerve than the G-spot. And again, we get this from Whipple and Perry. That was one of two major discoveries they made and why they wrote a book. Okay, two nerve theory. The pudendal nerve goes to the clitoris penis. The pelvic branch of the vagus nerve goes to the prostates, male and female. Two different nerves. Two different orgasmic experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So we all know the clitoral penis orgasm. Panting, fast stimulation, whether it's for a guy on the penis or for the vibrator with the women, and hold your breath, and you have, you know, a good orgasm. You clench up your body, and sure, it's a good orgasm. G-spot prostate orgasms, okay, are the opposite. Long, slow breaths because we're dealing with the vagus nerve, okay, which I'll explain in a minute. But it's long and slow breathing. You relax instead of clenching. Do not vibrate the prostate. It is an organ of the body. And if you vibrate it, you kind of click in that pudendal nerve. And so it's not so easy to access that G-spot nerve if you're vibrating away.
Mm.
Also, you move the body, okay, because you're building this huge orgasm, which is full bodied, starts in your toes, spreads up your legs, makes your legs shake. I mean, it comes out your head. You can see stars. It's a powerful physical orgasm. It's not your bliss orgasm where, you know, if you're in Tantra or Eastern traditions, you're doing the circulating breath, which is mostly from the pelvis up, from the stomach up, okay? And you can kind of ride this wave of energy orgasm. No, I'm talking as a feminist body, as a woman, thighs, right? Birthing down into the floor, right? We ejaculate down and into the ground, you know, we menstruate, same, you know, it's very physical, full body orgasm. So you need to breathe and build that.
Okay. That's amazing. Oh my
God. Sounds good, doesn't it?
It does sound good. So where do we start with that?
You know where I start with that? I start with anatomy.
Yes.
My PowerPoints are anatomy. Women have to know they have a prostate. I mean, we have a missing body part. All the studies done on, oh, women can't orgasm and it takes us longer and you need 20 minutes of foreplay. This is the news. When you relax and you just touch the prostate, you know, it fires up like this, your arousal. our arousal is accessible. It's immediate and it's powerful. We just have not known we have a prostate and we haven't known how to touch her.
Mm. So in reading your book, and I have not taken your workshop, but you talk about this workshop where the women take a mirror, because I'm always telling women just take a look at their vulva, but I don't often talk about them going inside, but how you push out your pelvic floor and you can see the ridges of your G-spot.
Yes, and all women who are listening to this, you can do this. This is your homework.
Okay, tell us.
Is you sit down on the floor, you need a mirror. Not your little lipstick mirror, ladies. Okay, nice big 8-inch mirror. Prop it up on a stand or lay it against a pillow, which you place as you sit on the floor between your legs. Then, 2 fingers on each hand, place them gently, 1 on each labia. Slowly spread your labia apart. Push out with your pelvic floor muscles and see if you can see the ridges, the famous ridges of your G-spot.
Okay.
Some women will see their, literally, some women just do that and they're like, oh, there it is. And they're completely shocked. Some have said, I thought that was a prolapse. It's like, no, it's not. Okay, this is alarming, I know, but it does happen. Maybe we'll get into that later, or maybe we won't. But, you know, but other women, they're going to have to practice this 3-5 times, you know, take a break, try it again. Because, number one, for many women, well, they've never did this before.
No.
Some women never even looked at their vulva before.
No.
And then some women haven't really used their pelvic floor muscles to push out like that. So right away, you have 3 things you've never done before. You just practice, ladies, that's all. Keep at it. And some women have more meaty or smaller labia. And so it's a little harder to pull apart. Or it's a little, you have to peer a little deeper in if they're more meaty.
Mm-hmm.
But all you have to do, you can see it, is push out. Look for that urethral canal, because remember the prostate surrounds the urethral canal. It's right there at the outside of the body. From the outside, just 2 inches in. So look for that urethra. And then when you push, you're going to see her peek out from underneath the urethra. You'll start to see her little ridges.
Mm. So you see her little ridges. And then what do you do there? You see it come out. I think everyone has to do this.
That's all. You just want to see it.
Okay.
First step is they said it don't exist. Well, guess what? You just saw it.
It's the prostate. Okay.
Suddenly you're changed. We're talking about confidence. We're talking about, yes, I know where my G-spot is. I've seen it.
Has every woman been able to have a G-spot orgasm from your class?
Yes. Yes.
Oh my God.
Because they get to know her. She's not vague. People have said, you don't exist. It's like, well, she's...
You don't exist.
She has a little, you know, she needs a little.
I know. She doesn't exist. She's not real. I can't do it. Oh,
Right. She's broken. It's like, oh my gosh.
This is the work that people, we all need to do it. I mean, I did this in grad school, but not to this degree. So this is incredible. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Thank you for supporting our sponsors who help keep this show free. When we come back, I asked Deborah if all vulva owners can ejaculate. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread, so here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it
absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's the kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co.
Let's talk about why this isn't happening through penetration. I mean, it could.
Oh, it does.
Tell me your perspective on that, why so many women don't. Because they've denied it. They haven't looked for it.
Mostly, again, the speed.
Yes.
This is the vaginal orgasm. This is what the vaginal orgasm is. It's the G-spot. And women haven't had the vaginal orgasm because they're going too fast. Mm. You have to slow down to have that orgasm, as we just said, with the vagus nerve, got to go slow.
It's slow, right? Mm-hmm. And so for some women who maybe are having orgasms that way, it's probably rubbing, I was thinking your clitoris is maybe rubbing on your partner and that's what's going to happen, but it's not internal. It's not the G-spot. It's slow, like slow, slow, slow.
If anything's in the vagina, fingers, toy, penis, you're stimulating the prostate. Mm-hmm. You cannot not stimulate it. It's right there on the roof.
Right.
So it's always getting stimulated. It's just, it's numbed out due to the way we make love in Western culture, which is to ram, 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 ram.
So we're talking like slow.
Well, slow and steady. Slow and steady. Rhythmic in and out. That's how you breathe and relax, move your body, you know, with the rhythm. So it's a dance. It's not a mechanic. It's an art, right? So it's body talk, okay? So it's not your mind saying, would you please hurry up? You know?
Because like, nothing happens that way.
I want you to do this, that, and the other thing.
Right.
It's like, no, you have to breathe. You have to move your body. This is, think of the word build.
You build an orgasm.
You are building pleasure throughout your body. And you do that with the breath and the movement, right? Mm-hmm. And this is basic tantra. Actually, this is where tantra enters the picture with the G-spot orgasm, is tantra teaches to move your body, to breathe, because what they're doing is they're breathing this arousal pleasure all around the body. They're filling, really, they say they're filling their cells with pleasure, and you are.
You are.
So,
yes.
So you just build it until you have that orgasm. Those muscles are going to push out. Those powerful pelvic floor muscles are going to push out, and you'll just explode into an orgasm.
Yeah.
And you push out. It wants to push out what's ever in your vagina.
Right.
So take the toy out. Take the penis out.
That's it. That's exactly like my kind of orgasms too. You push out, but we always think, oh, it should be happening with the penis. Or how, what's a good position for this if we're talking about penetrative sex? What have you found?
The best to learn is to kneel next to your bed. Place your upper torso on the top of your bed. Or stand up, place your upper torso on maybe counter height or even a table so that your upper torso is supported and secure, because you got to move your hips and you do it from behind.
Yeah. Oh, do it from behind yourself.
Yeah.
Penetration.
Because you're supporting your upper body. So it's secure and you're lying on one arm. So you're free here,
yeah.
Right? to do it from behind.
Yeah.
Or even from in front.
Even if you're with a partner, what if you're with a partner?
Same position.
Okay, mm-hmm. Same position from behind.
And women are moving their hips. Women are feeling that pleasure.
Yeah.
And they have more control too, because they can also jump off the penis.
Okay, this is so great. I want to go back. There's so much here.
There is. Can I just say that for a minute? There is a lot to it. It is not a simple little thing, but it's also not hard, and I make it accessible.
You really do make it accessible. And this is the mm-hmm. area where I just think it's hands-on, literally, and it's just rewiring our brains around what is possible. I mean, I know this because I've taken the work, but so many of us haven't, or we just focus on the clitoris. So let's get to squirting, because I know female ejaculation. We asked our Instagram, and we got like 50 questions within like 20 minutes. So when you squirt, does that mean you orgasmed?
Orgasm and ejaculation are two different functions. Ejaculation is a release of fluid. Orgasm is, as we know, pleasure.
So, and you can also orgasm without ejaculating, and you can ejaculate without orgasm.
Yes.
Okay.
You can ejaculate before orgasm, during orgasm, or after orgasm, or not ejaculate at all.
Right. So can all women squirt? This is the next question.
All women can ejaculate because all women have a prostate. Female ejaculation is prostatic fluid. Therefore, all women can ejaculate if you want to.
Okay. Are there certain positions to hit the G-spot better?
The best position to hit the G-spot is to know where she is located.
Find her, right. Then you'll know your best position.
Exactly. You position yourself.
Yes, man. Exactly. So that brings me to the next question. I have a hard time explaining to my boyfriend exactly how to hit my G-spot and then actually make me squirt using his hands. Can you explain in simpler terms?
Well, that's like dancing backward in high heels. I mean, he doesn't need to use his hands for you to ejaculate. That's something that porn started, and it's gotten way out of control. I mean, he uses his penis. That's why a man's got a penis, you know? So mostly he just needs to slow down. Mm. And when you're ready to ejaculate, he needs to come out of your vagina. Your pelvic floor muscles are going to push him out because your body's full of ejaculate. Your muscles are just going to take over and push it out. But that penis has to come out. Most women cannot ejaculate with something in their vagina.
Mm-hmm.
30% of women like the on-top position, and they, for some reason, can ejaculate in the on-top position.
Yes.
But most women can't.
Right.
Because they're not doing that.
Exactly. Because then it's kind of coming out of you.
Mm-hmm.
My wife can only squirt through oral. How could I help her do it during intercourse?
Awareness.
Awareness.
Using the penis, knowing what you're touching with your penis, an awakened penis on an awakened G-spot is going to be electric.
Mm. Mm-hmm. How to get over the feeling that I'm going to pee and stop that sensation? So this is why we don't do it, because we're so afraid we're going to pee. So how do we talk
about it? That's right. We mistake the urge to ejaculate for the urge to pee.
How do we know? We just practice.
We've been told that female ejaculation doesn't exist. So if we feel that pee urge, what else is it? It's pee. Well, it's because we haven't known that. No, it's ejaculate. And as you ejaculate, you get to distinguish between the two, but it is subtle. If you are aroused and you're having intercourse of one type or another, penis, toy, fingers, and you feel that urge to pee, that is the urge to ejaculate. Just let go, let it flow.
Let go and let it flow. And if it is, well, how about this though? What's the liquid made of and where does it come from when women squirt? Everyone wants to know, is it pee? Isn't it pee? There's been all these studies. And I'm always like, who the hell cares? Does it feel good? Mm-hmm. Throw a towel down.
That's right.
I don't get caught up in it. But you tell me when people ask you, what is it made of? Is it pee? What's your answer to that?
Female ejaculate is prostatic fluid. Therefore, it's 90% prostatic fluid and 10% glucose. What's in prostatic fluid? Just the same as what's in the male. Prostatic fluid, it's the food and the nutrients and the protective environment, i.e. alkaline, for the sperm when they get their way to the egg. Okay, so is female ejaculation. That is its biological function, is to protect that sperm. So it's full of vitamins, nutrients.
Mm. So what about the traces of urine? I'm just going to ask.
Oh, that happens sometimes. I mean, mostly women who are first learning, if you have traces of urine, don't worry about it. The best analogy isn't the prettiest, but, you know, it's like a pump that needs to be primed. And I mean, the water that first comes out isn't the best looking. Be nice to yourself. Just forget about the whole urine thing until you have this working in your body. Also, women are pushing too hard. They want that ejaculate to come out, and so they're pushing too hard. So it's better to relax, let it slowly build, and then it'll just kind of come out of the body.
Yes, yes. So how about this? How should you talk about it with a partner and prep for cleanup in a way that's still sexy? I get a lot of the cleanup questions and it's too messy. Do you have any recommendations?
Well, this is the thing with once you ejaculate, you got to prepare. You know, we don't always want to prepare for sex. And, you know, we used to have hangups around it. Like, oh my God, if I prepare, I spoil the mood. Well, you get one of those beautifully female ejaculation blankets. Invest in that and throw it on the bed. You know, it's beautiful and comfortable, and that's what you do.
Yeah, and then you put it in the wash.
That's right. Build the ejaculate along with the pleasure. You can actually feel that ejaculate building in your body. Sometimes it goes out. It's just like the tide. It just went out. It doesn't mean it's not there. It's there. And it's going to come back in with more pleasure, you know, until one just explodes out with the orgasm. The biggest obstacle to women not ejaculating is this fear of letting go, this fear of pee.
Yeah.
Okay, that's their biggest obstacle. The second obstacle, well, that has to do with the orgasm, is letting the wild woman out. This is not your tiny Victorian orgasm.
No.
Where we're like,
it's those deep guttural, you know, it's, yeah.
Women Who Run With the Wolves, you know, that great book by Jungian analyst Clarissa Pinkola Este. Women Who Run With the Wolves, this is your wild woman, you know, and that vagus nerve is emotional by nature. So it's also an emotional orgasm. You're going to scream, you're going to emote your pleasure, you know, and sometimes you can, yeah, laugh and cry, and it's emotional. Women love that. That's there.
That's it. It's a release.
Yeah.
It is emotional. Yeah. I feel like as I've gotten more accepting and as I've matured through my life, my orgasms are so much louder and so much more powerful.
Right.
But you have to be with a partner that, like, that's the thing. It's like you have to be with someone that you feel safe with, that you can let go and trust. And if you're not, and you're worried they're going to judge you, and there they have judged you, then that might not be your person.
That's right. So therefore, you can't say, I can't do this. It's like, no, that's not totally accurate. You just don't have the right circumstances.
Right. It's the circumstances of patience and time.
And partner.
And the right partner. So we could read an email from somebody, Kevin, 45, New Jersey. I want to help my younger girlfriend in her 20s how to be a vaginal squirter. She wants to do this for me, and I want to help her. Where can I learn this technique and help my partner achieve it? And then we got another one from a man, and a lot of men want their partners to do it. It's all about this men's obsession, but their partners have to be on board with it, and it starts with
girls. That's right. Sometimes guys, you know, it's not a shiny new toy, you know, and sometimes their woman will ejaculate and they want her to do it over and over and over again because you stimulate the prostate, it secretes. It's a secretion gland, you know, so you can ejaculate over and over again. But hey, you know, this ain't a shiny new car. This is an organ of the body. So like, be respectful, lay off, you know, this is also inherently about connection with your partner. This is about love. And ladies, especially the younger ladies, respect your body. Don't give in to that male pressure to perform for them. It's like, forget it. Chill. Tell them to get into their own prostate, okay?
Exactly. And someone else says, is squirting orgasm the best orgasm you can give a woman?
Yes.
You say yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's pretty amazing when it happens, and I haven't been this conscious about it, but I I really saw it from our early on. It's like, it's really just starting with that, with the slowing down. It's not going to, I mean, maybe it'll magically happen through intercourse, but I don't know. It really is this, is this knowing. You got to learn how to drive the car first. You could go out, like, you got to learn the machinery. You got to look under the hood. Let's talk about penis size for a second, because people think it has to be a very large penis that's going to, and it's not.
Some women like pressure. You can have a large penis. It'll apply pressure on the G-spot. That will feel good. But let's get clear. It's just pressure that she's liking. She could also learn how to enjoy the massage. Massage. Let's not call it stimulation, because that's like connected to the fast buzzing. Let's call it massage to the G-spot with the penis.
Yes, it is a massage. That's how it happens. Okay, listeners, this might be a little repetitive, but Deborah, say I'm at one of your workshops. How do you actually help vulva owners find their G-spot?
I take them through like a meditation practice to slowly identify the head, the body, and back of the prostate with their finger. I'm like, you saw it now with your eye. Now slowly go around the meaty area that surrounds the urethral canal. Put your finger very slow, very tender. Everybody wants to rub it and go really fast. It's like, guess what? Millimeter by millimeter, ever so slow. Well, everything changes when you do that. And from the urethra, then you go with your finger slowly down to the vaginal opening. That's all the prostate under that tissue there. So it's just at the opening. Mm-hmm. And just 2 inches in, what is that? That's the first knuckle.
Yeah. People think it's so deep in.
That's a knuckle and a half.
Yeah.
Right? We're going way in there and pounding away at her. Like, no. Right.
This is what I've been saying for years. They're pounding. It's not deep inside. It's out of the belly button. It is 1.5 to 2 inches inside. And I think people are still even going in. They don't get what that is, up to your knuckle. And when I discovered mine, I was like, oh, it's just right. It's literally like it's that, why we always say that come hither motion, is because it's like going towards your belly button. It's like that little, you just feel it's right there. It's like on the flip side of your clitoris. Like it's.
Yes, it's right there. We thought it was this tiny spot that somewhere in the deep oceanic recesses of the vagina was a spot. And some women had it and some women didn't. And only the right man will come along and find it for us and blast us off the planet. No, it's just a total myth.
It's a total myth. Oh, we got to find it first. People are like, oh, we got to teach sex ed. And when women come to me first, like, oh, how do I be a great lover? I'm like, first, you got to do the work on yourself. When you become a master of your own body and your own domain, then you can share that with a partner. Or you find a partner who's willing. And I love that in your book, Female Ejaculation and the G-Spot, you could do it with a partner. Like, there are tips in here to do with a partner. But if you don't have a partner, your partner's not in, I think it's less pressure, perhaps. It's on your own. So now we're inside and we've seen it peek out. And then you're just saying we touch it with a finger, then you'll become more.
Yes, because it's a process of awareness. Once you know and see and have felt with your finger, okay, I saw this G-spot stick out. Now I shut my eyes and I locate that with my finger. I feel what it's like to touch it with my finger. And I feel what it's like to have a finger touch my G-spot's body, right?
Yeah.
This is all awareness. I do not go fast.
Right.
I take women through this very slowly.
I don't think I even ever really looked at my vulva puppet in this way, that like there's
your G-spot.
I never even knew my vulva puppet's G-spot. I know. We find our G-spot, no pressure orgasm or to ejaculate, but,
no,
but you found that
this is awareness.
Awareness. The first day is awareness.
We're finding it. We have a bit of a ways to go to orgasm yet. We have performance issues. We have impatience issues. We have to go really, we are trained to go really, really fast. We want that pleasure now. We want this now. It's like, nope. Okay, so we're articulating something that has not had a name. It doesn't exist. That is what I do. We're going to articulate this millimeter by millimeter. You will have no doubt about your G-spot after that. Mm. You will own her forever. Mm. That's empowerment, if you ask me.
I think so too. Get responsible for your own orgasm. We are responsible for it. I mean, I got to be honest. Like I rush through it sometimes too. Like if I'm masturbating.
Yes, you will feel more because you relax.
That's the thing too.
And
we're
so relax.
Goal-oriented. Yeah, we're goal-oriented. Get me there, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When a woman relaxes, she feels arousal, something like that.
Yeah, it's true.
Because it's okay to go fast. There's more.
Yes, there is
more. You can go slow too.
So then we find this. We're still going here. We're still on it.
Okay.
And then we start to get around. It starts to swell. Right?
It will, but it's not instant. This is just awareness and location. So we're just going to locate her inside the body now, right? Okay. Inside mm-hmm. the vagina, just with the first knuckle, mm-hmm. so that we know that body. Okay, I can feel her ridges. Oh, and she kind of hangs down through the roof of the vagina like a half moon. Mm-hmm. So on each side of that half moon is kind of like the little canalis, I call them. So, you know, okay, I can feel on each side where she hangs down. And now I'm starting to notice, oh, the body's kind of squishy. Mm-hmm. Oh, and the temperature's cool. Some women it's warm, some women it's hot. What is the temperature? And what's the texture? Is it rough? Is it smooth? Is it rough like a cat's tongue? You know, so we notice this temperature, texture. Mm. We all have a G-spot just like we all have a nose. But everybody's nose is kind of different. Mm-hmm. But the nose is in the same place on the face. The G-spot is in the same place in every single woman on the planet. See? And so that's the body. And so we go a little farther back, staying connected to her. By that I mean, don't lift up your finger. Stay connected so you know where you are at.
Okay.
And as you go a knuckle and a half back, your finger's going to start to curl. And it's going to curl around the back end yes. of this organ and hangs down through the roof of the vagina. See? Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing. On the back, you can have either round and firm, or you can have one that's ramp-shaped and fluffy. And I mean fluffy like clouds fluffy. Mm. So we go back now millimeter by millimeter from the body. Ever so slow, millimeter by breathe and relax. Relax our body, relax our fingers. We carry so much tension. Relax, mm-hmm. relax. Now millimeter, all right. Now I'm coming to the back. Oh yeah, my G-spot's round and firm. Mm-hmm. What about your G-spot? Emily, is yours ramp-shaped and fluffy like cotton candy?
I think it is a little bit more fluffy like cotton candy.
Yeah. Yes, it can be amazing feeling of fluffiness.
Yeah.
We've noticed the structure there. We noticed the temperature was hot. And mine is hot. Could be cool for another ladies. And so then we slowly, ever so slow, draw our finger from the back across the body, ever so slow. Okay. And then we slowly come out, let our finger fall from the vagina ever so slow. And then we cup our vulva
yes.
with our hand.
I love the cupping.
Yeah, relax our vulva into our hand. Okay. And then we send our G-spot, our beautiful prostate. Big thank you with the breath. Yeah. Then we slowly come back into our space here.
Wow.
Sure, you know, you can go right for it, but I'm not teaching that, Emily. I'm teaching tender loving care because she needs that. I'm teaching to slow way down. because that's what the vagus nerve needs. The vagus nerve is the meditation nerve.
Right.
It's the antidote to the fight and flight. So that vagus nerve slows us way down. That's why we breathe and relax. So that's the nerve that goes to the prostate. That's the orgasm you're going to have, is from this powerful vagus nerve. Starts out slow and ends with a bang.
So if we, that's a, oh God. So we do that, and the orgasm comes from just continuing and breathing and stroking.
Mm-hmm.
Deborah Sundahl, your book is Female Ejaculation and the G-Spot. So everyone should get this book. We're going to put it in the show notes so people can buy your book.
You are the goddess here, and this is incredible work that you're doing. And I want
that's great, Emily.
To know about
thanks.
This. Yeah, thank you.
Really,
it's
glad
a lot
to hear
of,
that.
It's incredible, and there aren't many women doing the, I'm talking about it specifically, but you are doing the hands-on work and teaching women. I always say we're responsible for our own orgasm. Oh, I have to ask you the five questions we ask all of our guests too.
Okay.
Number one, they're just quickie questions. They're quick. So what's your biggest turn on?
The G-spot.
Biggest turn off.
Fast.
Yes. What makes good sex?
Eye connection.
Mm. What would you tell your younger self about sex and relationships?
Slow down on both counts.
What do you wish everyone knew about sex?
That women have a prostate and that it's just overflowing with pleasure and effervescent ejaculate.
Thank you so much, Deborah, for being here.
You're welcome.
How can people find you? The best way to find you is on your website, deborahsundahl.com.
That's correct. deborahsundahl.com.
Sundahl. And this will all be in our show notes. Thank you for being here.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Pleasure. Happy orgasms.
Happy orgasms. That's it for today's episode. See you on Tuesday. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Be sure to like, subscribe, and give us a review wherever you listen to the podcast, and share this with a friend or partner. You can find me on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Sex with Emily. Oh, I've been told I give really good email. So sign up at sexwithemily.com. And while you're there, check out my free guides and articles for more ways to prioritize your pleasure. If you'd like to ask me about your sex life, dating, or relationships, call my hotline, 559-TALK-SEX. That's 559-825-5739. Or go to sexwithemily.com/askemily. Special thanks to Acast for powering the Sex with Emily podcast. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.